Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Do not buy any green bananas. That's the standard advice when you're trying to make light of someone else's advancing age. I always thought that was funny. Now I'm not so sure. I still buy green bananas, perhaps as much in defiance of society's norms as any shortfall of potassium in my diet. But these days it doesn't seem to matter what I'm purchasing. I always wonder if I'm buying a lifetime supply. I'm old enough to realize that I have purchased certain things for the last time. While that's depressing, it's not all bad. Let me list some of them. Take housing. A house is the most significant expense most people will ever undertake, and I am comforted that I won't be putting in an offer on another one. I'm satisfied with the home I've got. Bedrooms, indoor plumbing, plenty of trees, a nice backyard for the dogs, several functioning appliances, and a roof that doesn't leak. In other words, all the modern conveniences. What about life insurance? Sorry, but if you're in the business of selling life insurance, move along. At my age, the cost of life insurance is prohibitive. It would only be a good deal if I bought a policy and promptly died, an option any clear-thinking person would prefer to avoid. A treadmill. The purchase of a treadmill at my age would make even less sense now than it did when I actually bought one in my 50s. I didn't use it then either. I would much rather take a walk in a metro park and get a change of scenery then walk straight ahead and get nowhere. You ever try to watch Jeopardy and attempt to read the answer while bouncing along on a treadmill? I'll take Foolish Pursuits for $200, Ken. The stepladder. This one should go without saying. Talk about low-hanging fruit. In fact, I wouldn't even try to pick low-hanging fruit on a stepladder. If I can't reach the apple while standing on the ground, I don't want it. Even a step stool gives me pause now. It's an old axiom, or at least should be. The older we get, the shorter distance one has to fall to do serious bodily harm. The pipe wrench. I single out the pipe wrench as representative of all the hardware I never use. Why would I want to buy more now? I should really reach out to the helpful hardware folks at Ace to see if they'd be interested in opening an Ace Express in my garage. I'd have to get the place rezoned, but I'm willing to bribe the plan commission. Gorilla Glue. I've already got a lifetime supply, and I can't use it. I applied a smidgen of it to a minor household repair project and put the cap back on. It permanently sealed itself shut. You'd think I'd learn. No more glue will I buy. The address book. If your address book is as old as mine, I know what it looks like. Mine is full of names, addresses, and phone numbers of persons living and dead. It's the story of my life, told in area codes and post office boxes. Priceless. Besides, I don't have enough time left to fill another one. However, I will march into Kroger's today and buy the greenest banana they've got, because that's how I roll.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.